علق الورد مروجا مروجا مرودا علق الغيم مروجا مروجا مرودا والتقى الورد مروجا مروجا مرودا فتيات فتسامى للسماوات
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome to Radio Islam International on this Wednesday evening, 8th July, and this is day 17 of our Buzzword Spelling Bee competition. Time right now is 12 minutes past 6 o'clock, and inshallah we will be first having yesterday's finalists, those people that qualified yesterday. We will be having a sudden death round with them, and day after inshallah the second round, and then we'll be proceeding to category number 3. This evening we'll be speaking to five other participants, and inshallah we will be seeing who will win from those five participants. But before that, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Sahal ibn Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, mentions that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man yadhminu li ma bayna lihyayhi wa ma bayna faqidayhi adhmanu lahu al-jannah." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, the one who guarantees that he will protect that which is between his two jaws, meaning his tongue, and that which is between his two legs, which means his chastity, I guarantee him Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the person who guarantees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he will look after his tongue, he will protect his tongue, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will guarantee him Jannah. And a person who guarantees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he will look after and protect his chastity, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will guarantee him Jannah. Now, what is meant by protecting one's tongue? What does it mean? Ulama mentions, by protecting one tongue, it means to abstain from evil talks, to abstain from indecent speaking, to abstain from swearing, to abstain from backbiting and slandering one another. This is what it means, and by protecting one's private part and by protecting one's chastity, what it means, a person abstains from committing zina and any other forms of haram through the private parts. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever protects, whoever guarantees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he will look after and he will protect his tongue and his between his legs, that means his chastity, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will guarantee him Jannah. Wa habib, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Indeed, the tongue is a very powerful organ in the body. It has the potential to unite two people, two nations, two parties, two communities, two factions. And yet the very same tongue has the potential of disuniting two people, two communities, two parties, to nations and to fractions. And a typical example is of the King Zwelithini. It's believed that because of his remarks, there was an outbreak of xenophobic attacks in KZN recently. So if you look at the power of the tongue, it's extremely, extremely powerful. And that is why the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that if you can give me a surety with regards to your tongue, I will give you Jannah. So you can make a person's day, or you can make it, you can break a person's morale by telling him something nasty, and both are done through the tongue. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us all to say that which is good. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنَا جِمْرَاسِبْ.
Gee, Mulana, let's move on. We have four participants, but before that, the segment with Sister Shahana Suji.
Language with Shahana Suji.
So yesterday we discussed the idiom, don't shed crocodile tears, meaning don't fake it. Don't carry on like you are crying for real, because you are just shedding crocodile tears. That's basically a sign of insincerity, and to say that the person is not genuine when he or she is tearing. Sister Shahana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
What's happening today?
Not much on your side.
Not much, mashallah. Tell us, what can you
What can I
discuss?
Tell you today? I'm delving a little bit away from the norm, and I'm looking at words that we commonly use in the English language, but that are originally not English. So I chose for today the word loot, L-O-O-T. I think it's been quite rife recently, you know, the looting when there's a riot or a boycott or something. But loot has two meanings. It means to plunder or to steal, or it also means treasure. You know, you get your loot. When you're stealing, you're getting loot, or you discover treasure. But the word is actually an Anglo-Indian word. And the root word is from Hindi. L-U-T, loot. And it means an item stolen during war or a riot. So that's where the origination of the word loot comes from. And it came into the English language during about the 18th century, during the British occupation of India. So they took the two words, made it into the word loot, which means either plunder or to get some treasure.
So when the British looted the Kohinoor, you know the Kohinoor?
Oh, yes. And they still have it.
They still have it.
They looted a lot. They looted throughout the world, actually. And that's how so many words from the different colonies found its way into the English language. They took on those words and they anglicized them and made it part of the acceptable formal English language.
And there's also looting taking place in broad daylight. For example, when you are doing history, they are anglicizing a lot of Arabic terms and a lot of Arabic places. And the children are made to believe that these were the modern contributors and these were the people who were the actual people who started all these inventions.
And it wasn't. So they've looted history as well.
Like Averroes, which is actually Ibn Rushd.
The same thing like with the word assassin. It's Hashashin. It comes from an Arabic term. And it transgressed into assassin. So it's interesting to go into that.
Yes, lots of things come into mind, but Jazakumullah for the kind reminder, Sister Shana.
Barakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
Jimara.
Gee, very interesting, Mulana. Loot and anglicize, two new words that we learned today. Mashallah, anglicize also. So, Mulana, just to give our listeners feedback, what happened yesterday, that we had our competition, and then unfortunately yesterday the lines were extremely bad. Till the first round it was still alright, but second round we could not continue and we could not compromise. So we called it off, and then we're having that second round, or rather sudden death and second round now. We have four participants on the line. Firstly, we have Irsa Akmal, and then we have Humaira Zara, and we have Amara. These are the four participants. Irsa Akmal is from Muhammad Ibrahim Islamic School in Crosby. Then we have Humaira Akbalari, Dr. Yusuf Dadu School in Azadville. She's through to the final second round already. And then we have Zara Sibda from Islamia Primary School in Cape Town, and Amara Mia from Al-Huda Girls Academy in Robertsham. These are the four participants that we'll be speaking to, but Humaira Akbalari is through already, so let's speak to the three participants.
The three participants, who do we start with, Munasib?
Let's start with Irsa Akmal.
Irsa, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How's the line this evening?
It is better than yesterday.
MashaAllah, there was a jinnat, he got stuck, he was unable to spell the words, so he got a bit nasty, he said, I'll show you, nobody's going to spell. Okay. Have you made some puk marwana there, and it came right, okay?
Yes.
Okay, it's Irsa. Okay, let's start off. Irsa, you are aware that you are in sudden death. That means it's do or die. Okay?
Yes.
Spell the word commitment.
Commitment. C-O-M-M-I-T-E-M-E-N.
C-O-M-M-I-T-M-E-N-T. Commitment. Let's move on.
Let's move on to second participant, Zara Sibda. Let's see if you still need to stay in a competition. You need to answer the next word correctly. Otherwise, there will be problems. So are you ready, Zara Sibda? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Is the line better than yesterday?
It's a bit soft.
It's a bit soft. So,
but it's okay.
Can you hear me? We don't want to compromise. If you're not happy, tell us. Can you hear me now better?
It's okay, I can hear.
Okay, let's carry on. Zara, spell the word compliment.
C-O-M-P-L-I-M-E-N-T.
MashaAllah.
It's quite clear the line, MashaAllah. Okay, the last one, Munasib.
Last one is Amara Mia from Al Huda.
Amara, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Can you hear me loud and clear?
It's a bit soft, Lana.
Can you hear my line, Amara? Can you hear?
Who do you prefer asking you the question, myself or Mulana Suhaib?
Anybody.
Okay, let's move on. Spell the word consistent.
C-O-N-S-I-S-T-E-N-T.
Correct, mashallah. Mullah Sahib, that means
Irsa.
Irsa is out.
Yes, Irsa did not spell the word commitment correctly. She added extra E. The correct spelling is C-O-M-M-I-T-M-E-N-T, and then even time was up. So we say Jazakallah for participating, Irsa, but unfortunately you do not proceed further for our next sudden death question, okay? Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Mulana.
Okay, Zahra and Amara, we are going to play on, inshallah, to find one more winner from this round and then to go on to the second round. Zahra, are you ready?
Yes.
Spell for me the word disobedient.
D-I-S-O-B-E-D-I-E-N-T.
Correct, mashallah.
Just within a split second, mashallah, she made it, Mona Habib. Let's move on to Amara. Amara, are you there?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Spell the word appointment.
O-P-P-O-I-N-T-M-E-N-T.
Malna, should we go for a Murujan break and
yes,
find out?
This one we definitely have to consult because my gut feeling is that there's something funny here.
Okay, let's find out. Let's go for a short break, and when you return, inshallah, we'll have the announcement for you.
تتسامى للسماوات بروجا 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 أواق الغيب مروجا 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 مركب خط لهن صحبة تحمل معنى واحتواء تربوي للعلا ثار بهن مركز خط لهن صحبة تحمل معنى واحتواء تربوي للعلا ثار بهن باقة تتبع أخرى موكبا فاح أريجا باقة تتبع أخرى موكبا فاح أريجا 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 أوراق الغيم مروجا 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 الورد مروجا 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 والتقى الغيم مروجا 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 والتقى الورد مروجا 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 فتيات تتسامى للسماوات بروجا فتيات تتسامى للسماوات بروجا 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 والتقى الغيم مروجا مروجا مروجا
للإرادات منار للنجاحات مسار للعبادات رحاب للثقافات مدار للإرادات منار للنجاحات مسار للعبادات رحاب للثقافات مدار يبتني رب تجين لغد لاح بهيجا يبتني رب تجين لغد لاح بهيجا 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 أوراق الغيم مروجا 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 والتقى الورد مروجا 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 أوراق الغيم مروجا 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 والتقى الورد مروجا 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 فتيات تتسامى للسماوات بروجا فتيات تتسامى للسماوات بروجا 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 أوراق الغيم مروجا مروجا مروجا
يا كيانا فيه كون من عطاء يا توالى بامتياز لم تفوتن مجالا يا كيانا فيه كون من عطاء يا توالى مبدعات بامتياز لم تفوتن مجالا يا ورودا في مروج لمها الوعي نسيجا يا ورودا في مروج لمها الوعي نسيجا 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 أوراق الغيم مروجا مروجا مروجا
والتقى الورد مروجا 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 أوراق الغيم مروجا 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 والتقى الورد مروجا مروجا
أورق الغيم مروجا مروجا مرودا واتقى الورد مروجا مروجا مرودا أورق الغيم مروجا مروجا مرودا واتقى الورد مروجا مروجا مرودا فتيات تتسامى للسماوات بروجا فتيات تتسامى للسماوات بروجا مروجا مروجا أورق الغيم مروجا مروجا مروجا
خط لهن صحبة تحمل معنى واحتواء تربوي للعلا ثار بهن مركز خط لهن صحبة تحمل معنى واحتواء تربوي للعلا ثار بهن باقة تسبع أخرى موكبا فاح أريجا باقة تسبع أخرى موكبا فاح أريجا 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 أوراق الغيم مروجا مروجا مروجا
الورد مروجا 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 أورق الغيم مروجا 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 والتقى الورد مروجا 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 فتيات تتسامى للسماوات بروجا
6:30. You are listening to the Buzzword Spelling Bee competition on Radio Islam International. This competition is just getting more and more interesting by the day, Mona Suhaib. And alhamdulillah, we were discussing the word with the Third Empire. And the Third Empire says, after closely reviewing it, within a split second, the contestant made it. And we are looking at time factor, not at the spelling.
Yes, the time was a concern, Dave, and we had to go listen in the background with Sister Shahana, and then alhamdulillah, I think she just managed to spell it within that split second, so she still remains in the competition. Now, Amara, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, lucky you. You just made it by that split second. Let's move on, Mulana Habib or Zara.
Yes, so we were looking at the sneak monitor there, and the sneak monitor indicated that there was no sneak there. Alright, Zara, are you ready? Spell the word achievement.
A-C-H-I-E-V-E-M-E-N-T.
Correct, mashallah. Jimra.
Amara, are you ready?
Yeah.
Amara, spell the word advancement.
A-D-V-H-M-C-E-M-E-N-T. No, it's...
Okay, I think, Habib, let's go once again with our Third Empire. We need to make sure before we pronounce any decisions.
تتسامى للسماوات بروجا 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 أورق الغيم مروجا مروجا مروجا
مركز خط لهن صحبة تحمل معنى واحتواء تربوي للعلا سار بهن مركز خط لهن صحبة تحمل معنى واحتواء تربوي للعلا سار بهن باقة تسبع أخرى موكبا فاح أريجا باقة تسبع أخرى موكبا فاح أريجا 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 أوراق الغيم مروجا مروجا مروجا
الورد مروجا 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 والتقى الورد مروجا 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 فتيات تتسامى للسماوات بروجا فتيات تتسامى للسماوات بروجا 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 الورد الغيب مروجا مروجا مروجا
للإرادة في منار للنجاحات مسار للعبادة في رحاب
28 minutes to 7 o'clock, Mulana Habib. This time it was definitely time out. Sister Shahana says that she was doubtful, and then she repeated herself again, and she did not manage to spell that word within that 7 seconds time frame. So Amara, this time was against you, okay?
Amara?
Yes?
Unfortunately, you do not proceed from here, okay?
The time was a factor. You were a little bit slow in spelling the word advancement, and then you did not make it through. Okay.
Yes.
But you really made the competition interesting and intriguing and riveting and captivating and inspiring also, okay? So much to you also, man. So beautiful to have you on. Okay, Jazakumullah khairan. I'm going to say, what's her name again? Zara.
No, that was Amara Mia.
Amara Mia.
Al-Huda Girls Academy.
All right, from Robert Chem, mashallah. Okay, so Murasib, Zara goes through and she'll be participating against Humaira.
That is correct. Humaira Akbar Ali from Dr. Yusuf Dadu Primary School. Are you there?
Yes.
How are you, Humaira?
Alhamdulillah,
Murana. Alhamdulillah. Is the line clear?
Yes.
How was the waiting? You waited almost 24 hours to go into the next round.
No.
Okay. But is the line clear? Okay, let's move on, Mulana Habib.
Okay, we are going to start with your Humaira first, okay? Spell the word divorcing.
D-I-V-O-R-C-I-N-G.
Correct, mashallah. Amara? Amara?
Zara.
I mean, Zara?
G.
Spell the word disputing.
D-I-S-P-U-T-I-N-G.
Correct, mashallah.
See, let's move on. Humaira, are you ready for question number two?
Okay.
Spell the word cupboard.
Nana?
Cupboard.
C-O-V-E-R-E-D.
Okay, C-O-V. There's no C-O-V. It's cupboard is C-U-P-B-O-A-R-D. Okay, let's move on to Zara. Contestant number two, Zara, are you ready?
Nana,
Zara, spell the word keyboard.
K-E-Y... A-R-D.
Okay, mashallah, that is correct. So, Maulana, we're setting Humaira got 1 point and Zara got 2 points. Let's move on to Humaira, Maulana Habib.
Humaira.
Ji.
Spell the word.
Maulana, I can't hear so properly. I heard the first word covered instead of covered.
Okay, how's it now?
Ji.
How is it now?
It's better, Maulana.
Okay. Spell the word assignment.
Assignment. A-S-S-I-G-N-M-E-N-T.
Correct, mashallah, N-M-E-N-T. Okay, let's move on. Zara, are you there?
G.
Spell the word attachment.
A-T-T-A-T-C-H-M-E-N-T.
Incorrect. You added an extra T there, okay?
Oh, okay.
Oh, not a problem. That means both of you are still in the competition. Let's move on, Manasweb.
Yes, both of them have 2 points each, Manas. So let's go for sudden death. The first one that will spell the word incorrectly, they will be eliminated. And next person will be declared a winner, Manana Habib.
All right, let's move on. Humaira, are you ready?
Yes.
Spell the word extinguish.
Extinguish. E-X-T-I-N-G-U-I-S-H.
Time was out. The spelling was correct. The time was out. Let's move on, Manasib.
G. Zara, are you ready?
G.
Is the line clear?
G.
Okay. Spell the word accomplish.
A-C-C-O-M-P-L-I-S-H.
Do we have a winner, Maulana Habib?
Yes, indeed. And Alhamdulillah, I'm glad that you came to sudden death so that we don't have any disadvantages there. Okay, so what are you going to do with the money?
I really don't know.
You really don't know? You want to buy me
how
a gift?
How much is it?
Oh, you don't even know how much it is.
No.
1,000 rand.
Wow.
Okay. Mashallah, you seem to be very excited, huh?
Yes.
You are elated.
Yes.
Are you overjoyed? Okay. Tell me, where is the Mississippi River in the world?
I don't know.
You don't know? You need to find out. Okay, ask somebody close by. Maybe they'll tell you the answer quickly.
USA?
USA. Which continent is USA?
North America. Just study South America, South America.
South America? No, man, you need to get your fees back now. No, man, no, no, no. Okay, tell me, where is the Mediterranean Sea? No problem, we're just teasing you. Enjoy the rest of the evening, inshallah. Make dua for one and all, and jazakumullah for participating on Radio Islam International. Please do keep in mind that you will be participating on Saturday between 9 and 10, okay?
Okay.
Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum salam.
Okay, Munasib, what's happening now?
Now we move on to day number 17, Maulana Habib, where we have our participants. They are the ages between 12 and 13, category B. That's where they're going to participate this evening. Just in the meantime, our engineer brother Tufail is trying to get hold of them. But just to mention to you who will be participating this evening, Maulana, even time does not allow us. So let's go on and see how long it takes us. And if time does not permit, then we'll continue tomorrow. But let's just start off. Let's see how far we can go, Maulana Habib. We have Yahya Bassa from Attaq Boys School in KZN. Then we have Abdullah Kika from Al-Aqsa Extension 5. Then we have Nasreen Karodia from Johannesburg Muslim School. Then we have Zakaria Patel from Zakaria Park Combined School. We have Wasima Patel from Madrasa Miftahul Uloom in Lanesia Extension 11A. Then we have Hassan Shadil from Andarun College in Springs. These are our participants that will be participating this evening. They are from Category B. Let's see who we have on the line. Tufail, do we have all the participants? Okay, Tufail is just trying to get all the participants. In the meantime, Maulana Habib, let's try and see how far we can go. If not, then inshallah we'll continue tomorrow once again with the same participant also.
Okay, let's try and speed up the process. Do we have the first participant at least online? Yahya Bassa from Attaqwa Boys School. Yahya, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Are you ready?
Inshallah.
Are you aware of the rules and regulations? Spell the word comedy.
C-O-M-M-E-D-Y.
It's C-O-M-E-D-Y, not M-M, okay? Okay, let's move on. Spell the word solution.
S-O-L-U-C-T-I-O-N.
There's no C there, it's just T-I-O-N, okay? Spell the word destroyer.
D-E-S-T-R-O-Y-E-R.
Correct. Give me the closest meaning of the word Dhunnurain.
Zunurain, Professor Poulet.
Correct. Okay, let's move on, Masib. Second participant.
G. Abdullah Kika. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum wa rahmatullah.
How are you, Abdullah?
Alhamdulillah.
Is the line clear?
Si.
Are you ready?
Si.
Spell the word greedy.
G-R-E-E-D-Y.
Yes, that is correct. Question number two. Spell the word occasion.
O-C-C-A-S-I-O-N.
MashaAllah, that is correct. Question number three. Spell the word converter.
C-O-N-V-E-R-T-E-R.
MashaAllah, 3 out of 3, Islamic glossary. Give us the closest meaning for the word hudud. Yes, that is correct. 4 out of 4, MashaAllah, Abdullah. Stay on the line. Let's move on, Mullah Habib.
Nasreen, are you ready? Nasreen, are you ready?
Si.
Loud and clear.
Si.
Spell the word remedy.
R-E-M-E-D-Y.
Correct. Spell the word duration.
D-U-R-A-T-I-O-N.
Correct. Spell the word youngster.
Y-O-U-N-G-E-S-T-E-R.
Alright, we'll give you that point. You managed to correct yourself within that 7 seconds. Spell the word, not spelling. This is now Islamic terminologies, okay? Give me the closest meaning of the word Baytul Mal.
A public treasury.
Correct. All right,
Habib, we would just like to query with regards to question number 3. Let's see what Sister Shahana says before we announce how much points she's got. Sister Shahana can perhaps WhatsApp us, Mulana Habib. Let's go to contestant number 4, Zakaria Patel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you, Zakaria?
Alhamdulillah.
It's incorrect, Sister Sahana.
Gee, I thought that there was an extra E that was added, so that means 3 points to contestant number 3.
Mm-hmm.
That was Nasreen Karodia. 3 points to you, Nasreen. Zakaria, are you ready? Is the line clear?
Si.
Okay, let's start. Question number 1. Spell the word untidy.
U-N-T-I-D-Y.
MashaAllah, that is correct. Question number 2. Spell the word devotion.
Emotion.
Devotion.
E-V-O-T-I-O-N.
Okay, let's query with regards to that one. Also, question number three, are you ready?
Yes.
Spell the word supporter.
S-U-P-P-O-R-T-E-R.
Okay, that is correct. And finally, give us the closest meaning for the word maghazi.
Maghazi. Battles.
Okay, that is correct. Closest meaning for maghazi is battles. So you have 3 points. We're just querying regarding one more point with regards to devotion. Let's see if you had it right or not. In the meantime, Maulana Habib, let's move on to contestant number five.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on to question number, participant number five. That's Wasima Patel. Wasima, are you there?
Yes.
Loud and clear.
Yes.
Spell the word cloudy.
C-L-O-U-D-Y.
Adoption.
A-D-O-P-T-I-O-N.
That's incorrect. Spell the word volunteer.
V-O-L-N-T-U-R-E.
Incorrect. It's U-N-T-E-R. Okay. Give me the closest meaning of the word saqifa.
Can I hear the word again?
Saqifa.
Saqifa.
Saqifa. Saqifa.
Saqifa.
All right, let's move on, Malasif. That's also incorrect.
Yes, last contestant for this category, that is Hassan Shadil. Hassan, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Hassan is from Enderun College in Springs. Is the line clear, Hassan?
Yes.
Okay, Hassan, spell the word steady.
Solana?
Steady.
S-T-E-A-D-Y.
Yes, that is correct. Is the line clear? Can you proceed, Hassan?
Yes.
Okay, spell the word rotation.
R-O-T-A-T-I-O-N.
That is correct. MashaAllah. Question number three. Spell the word surrender.
S-U-R-R-N-E-N-D-E-R.
Okay, there is no A in that word, surrender, S-U-R-R-E-N-D-E-R. Okay, no problem. The last word. Give us the closest meaning for the word, Sufa.
Sufa. It is people who live in a platform.
Yes, platform is correct. So you get 3 points. Mulana Habib, let's announce the score and then the round number two, inshallah, we'll move it to tomorrow. Can we proceed? Okay, let's manage, inshallah. So, let's see, we were querying with regards to contestant number four. Did Sister Shahana reply?
That's incorrect. The participant spelled evotion, not devotion.
Okay, so he also receives 3 points. Let's see, Malana, firstly, Yahya Basa received 2 points, and then Abdullah Kika, 4 points. That means Abdullah is through to round number two. Then we had Nasreen Karudia with 3 points, Zakaria Patel with 3 points, Wasima Patel with just 1 point, and Hassan Shadil with 3 points. That means we need to have sudden death. Three participants will be vying with one another for sudden death. That is Hassan Shadil. Then we will be with contestant number four, Zakaria Patel.
All right, let's move on. Marasweb, who's the first participant this evening?
First participant will be contestant number three, Nasreen Karudia.
Nasreen, can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes.
It's do or die, okay?
Okay.
Spell the word improvement.
I-M-P-R-O-V-E-M-E-N-T.
Correct. Jimara.
Zakaria Patel, are you ready?
Yes.
Is the line clear?
Yes.
Spell the word arrangement.
A-R-R-A-N-G-E-G-M-E-N-T.
Okay, you just corrected yourself within that 7 seconds. We'll give it to you. Third one, Maulana Habib, goes to Hassan.
Hassan, are you ready?
Yes.
Spell the word advancement.
A-E-V-A-N-E-E-M-E-N-T.
You added an extra E there, so that's incorrect. Advancement is A-D-V-A-N-C-E. M-E-N-T, you said C-E-E. Okay, so that's incorrect. Alright, let's move on, Masheb. That means we've got
Zakaria
two more
Patel
questions.
And Nasreen Karudia, that are the two. We're just waiting for one of them to get it correct.
Okay, Nasreen, are you ready?
Yes.
Spell the word empowerment.
E-M-P-O-W-E-R-M-E-N-T.
Correct.
Zakaria, are you ready?
Jimona.
Spell the word environment.
E-N-V-I-O, environment. E-N-V-I-R-O-M-E-N-T.
I think he missed out an N, but let's refer to Sister Shahana. Let's go for a short break, Mulana Habib, and inshallah Sister Shahana can tell us.
Yes, we can wrap this up tonight, inshallah.
تتسامى للسماوات بروجا فتيات تتسامى للسماوات بروجا 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 أوقف الغيم مروجا مروجا مروجا
مركز خط لهن صحبة تحمل معنى واحتواء تربوي للعلا سار بهن مركز خط لهن صحبة تحمل معنى واحتواء تربوي للعلا سار بهن باقة تسبع أخرى موكبا فاح أريجا باقة تسبع أخرى موكبا فاح أريجا 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 أوراق الغيم مروجا مروجا مروجا
أوراق الغيم مروجا مروجا والتقى الورد مروجا